The COVID-19 pandemic has turned all our lives upside down. We all know people who've been infected or affected by the virus directly or indirectly. Some of us have been ill, others have lost loved ones, or you may know people who have passed on. Most of us have certainly suffered economically. It's been a tough year, right? But we have to get through the long, hard and cold winter. At least a lot of us have managed to do that because now it is the summer and it's time to really walk the talk together. We're inviting you to take part in our 702 virtual walk the talk in your own time, in your own space. This is happening on Sunday, the 8th of November. Let's make this walk the talk special. Tell us what you are walking for. You could be a COVID survivor walking to celebrate your health, or maybe that of a friend or a family member, or walking to celebrate the life of someone affected or infected by the virus, or to celebrate something that you have achieved or mastered during lockdown, or maybe to celebrate something that happened to you or that has become important to you. Take part in the 702 virtual Walk the Talk. Tell us what you are walking for using hashtag CoronaHope, or you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 078-435-3295. And we could be chatting to you to find out about your journey and how you experienced lockdown. You can also enter on walkthetalk.co.za. Let's walk together. It's happening, as I say, on the 8th of November 2020. We're not going to be gathering at the usual place, but you can walk from anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world. We're doing this all of that day between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Again, you can choose distances. There's a 3 or 5 or 10 kilometer walk. To enter, as I say, you simply go to walkthetalk.co.za. You pay a small fee of 60 rand to get a personalized number, a certificate of participation and a medal. And we'll tell you the details of where to collect those. We'll publish those on the website. Remember, of course, you can also buy merchandise on our website. And it's important at all times to adhere to COVID-19 regulations, putting your mask and maintaining your social distance. I'll tell you what I am walking for, right? I'm walking for all of those people whose mental stress was heightened during the lockdown, especially the harder levels of lockdown. Those people who were on their own, those people who were isolated from their families, from their loved ones, who could not see friends, the people with comorbidities who were worried about exposure to this thing and opted to go through lockdown all alone, without the familiar faces of people they love, without the voices they're used to hearing all the time, not able to go out. And those people who felt completely all alone. I want to walk for those people because I want to send the message to you that you are not alone. You weren't alone then, you're not alone now. We're all in this together.